The Alaska Judicial Council has released its recommendations for retention of state, district, and superior court judges. The judges will come up for vote on the November ballot. Suzanne DiPietro, executive director of the council, says 13 of the 14 state judges have been given the thumbs up, but one judge, William Estelle, who sits on the bench in Palmer, has not gained judicial council approval.
Judge Estelle filed 16 untrue affidavits under oath from September 2011 through February 2013, swearing that he had completed or issued decisions in all matters that had been pending before him for more than 6 months, when in fact he had not completed those decisions. Judge Estelle continued to receive his salary on time, and that's contrary to a state law that prohibits a judge from being paid on time if the judge has undecided matters outstanding for longer than 6 months.
The Judicial Council concluded that by filing untrue affidavits, Judge Estelle failed to conduct himself in a manner that promotes public confidence in the judiciary. Judge Estelle was appointed in 2003. He has been approved in two previous retention elections, in 2006 and in 2010. In April of this year, the Commission on Judicial Conduct filed formal charges against Judge Estelle and, after a hearing, issued its findings and recommendations. DiPietro says that only state judicial district 3 voters will have an opportunity to vote for or against Judge Estelle. District 3 encompasses South Central Alaska and Kodiak Island.